Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Association of Manufacturers.
And I'm Jake Sherman. 24 days ago, 16 Democrats, 14 of them men and two women, wrote a letter to their Democratic colleagues saying they were, quote, committed to voting for new leadership in both the caucus meeting and on the House floor. Less than 1 month later, Nancy Pelosi flipped 8 of them, plus one more that signed on later, and that put her on the brink of winning the speakership. Half of the people who vowed to never support Nancy Pelosi are now supporting her.
The cost? Support for term limits for the three senior members of Democratic leadership. Pelosi, the 79-year-old Steny Hoyer of Maryland, and the 78-year-old Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. If the proposal passes, it will come up for discussion and a vote by February 15th. Pelosi, Hoyer, and Clyburn can only serve in leadership until the beginning of 2021. They could serve one more term until the beginning of 2023 if they are able to get two-thirds support of the caucus. Pelosi will be 82 at the beginning of 2023. She said she was comfortable with the proposal, and it is my intention to abide by it whether it passes or not.
There is a significant chance this proposal will not pass. Hoyer has said he isn't for it, as have some members of the CBC. But there are 63 freshmen, many of whom have expressed interest in seeing more churn atop the caucus. Bottom line, Pelosi said over the summer she was going to be a transitional leader. She has filled up her leadership team with new people, but this puts some weight behind that.
On the shutdown, House Republicans are torn about whether to vote on the $5 billion border wall. They are afraid it might fail. The Washington Post reports that Senate Republicans, including the number two Senate Republican, John Cornyn, doesn't understand Trump's strategy. Sarah Farris and John Bresnahan write that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has cautioned members that they may need to come back Monday and Tuesday for a last-minute session on funding bills.
The Washington Post has a piece up about how senators in both parties are finding ways to push Mitch McConnell and President Trump, particularly on foreign policy. This could also happen on criminal justice reform. Big news on Apple. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple plans to invest $1 billion in Austin, Texas to build a new campus. The Daily Beast has a drain the swamp story. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe bought defense stock just days after supporting increased levels of U.S. defense spending. When asked about it by the Daily Beast, Inhofe's staff said the senator had canceled the transaction and told his financial advisor to avoid defense and aerospace purchases in the future.
Sean Hannity interviewed First Lady Melania Trump on Fox News last night, where she told him that she follows what is going on and she gives her husband advice and her opinion. Sometimes he listens to it and sometimes he doesn't. The New York Times has a big piece up on how Rudy Giuliani is wooing foreign clients for his security consulting business while at the same time serving as the president's attorney. On the investigations front, Darren Samuelson reports that the National Enquirer's parent company has agreed to tell all to prosecutors in the Mueller investigation in a surprise plea deal, which could have big implications for the president. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 11:45 a.m. in the Oval Office. Trump will meet with governors-elect at 2 p.m. in the Cabinet Room. He and First Lady Melania Trump will attend a Christmas reception at 5:15 p.m. and at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.